There are a dozen days left for students off on spring break in School District 43. And, for parents, grandparents, aunts and uncles looking to keep their charges busy, and out of the house, we've compiled a list of activities to entertain kids and youth in Coquitlam, Port Moody, Anmore and Belcarra. Elementary School STUDENTS1. Queenston Park. A neighborhood park on Coquitlam's Burke Mountain, Queenston has a rubber surface, with part of its playground built into the slope. Located at 3415 Queenston Avenue, the park also has a sports court good for basketball and ball hockey. 2. Poirier Sport and Leisure Complex. Grab your bathing suits and ice skates to take a dip in the pool and spin on the rink in the 19,000 square feet center, which is located at 633 Poirier Street and is open daily from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 3. Evergreen Cultural Center. On March 16, the Coquitlam Arts Hub, at 1205 Pine Tree Way, Coquitlam, has two shows in its spring break lineup. Peter Pan, from 10 to 11 a.m., and Beauty and the Beast, from 1 to 2 p.m. The plays are presented by Duffel Bag Theatre Company. Afterward, tour Lafarge Lake in the award-winning Town Center Park. 4. Glen Park. Last summer, the city of Coquitlam installed a bike pump track and beach volleyball court at the City Center Park, located at 1149 Westwood Street. The track is ideal for young learners on two wheels. 5. Rocky Point Ice Cream. With two Tri-City locations, Rocky Point Park in Port Moody and Town Center Park in Coquitlam, this parlor dishes up unique handcrafted flavors, such as banana fudge, Earl Grey and honey and ginger snap cookie, that will please everyone in the family. Middle School STUDENTS1. Coquitlam Public Library. There are two branches, City Center and Poirier, that not only have a good selection of books and educational programs, but also a substantial collection of lendable technology toys to try out, including binocular kits, laptops and telescopes. 2. Sheep Paddocks Loop Trail. Hop on your bikes and follow the trail through Colony Farm Regional Park, off Loheed Highway. The area is popular with walkers, joggers and birdwatchers, and has a great view of the Portman Bridge. 3. Skytrain. There are six stops in the Tri-Cities along the Millennium Line and each station has landmarks and businesses around it. At the Moody Center stop in Port Moody, check out the Outpost, 3001 St. John's Street. Then walk over to Pomo Arts, 2425 St. John's Street, formerly the Port Moody Arts Center, to tour the galleries and view the exhibits. 4. Fishing. Grab a rod and bait for some recreational fishing at a local lake, a basic license not needed for fishers under 16. In Coquitlam, you can catch and release rainbow trout at Lafarge and Como Lakes, which were restocked by the Freshwater Fisheries Society on March 8 and 9.5. Donut Love. Open in 2021, this business owned by Coquitlam residents Clint and Kat Hiles is a go-to for anyone with a sweet tooth or looking for a treat, and support a charity. It's located at 107-1655 Como Lake Avenue High School STUDENTS1. Pickleball. Try out one of the fastest growing sports in North America. The city of Coquitlam has 8 outdoor and 4 indoor facilities. Last year, the municipality converted Bramble Park courts for pickleball to address demand. Go to coquitlam.ca/593/tennis-pickleball-courts to find out where to play. In Port Coquitlam, pickleball games can be booked at the new Downtown Community Center and at the Hyde Creek Recreation Center. And, in Port Moody, there's the Recreation Complex and Art Wilkinson Park for pickleball players. 2. Driving Range. Pull the clubs out of the closet and hit the links in the Tri-Cities. For first-timers, there are driving ranges at Eagle Quest Golf, 1001 United Boulevard, Coquitlam, and the Westwood Plateau Executive Course, 1630 Parkway Boulevard, Coquitlam. For more experienced players, head to the Westwood Plateau Golf and Country Club, 3251 Plateau Boulevard, Coquitlam, or, starting March 24, the Carnoustie Golf Club, 533 Dominion Avenue, Port Coquitlam. 3. Photography. Explore the Tri-Cities with your camera. Capture the wildlife along the Debeville Slough, and Mundy and Mequibeek Parks. Alternatively, hike the Tribule Poco Trail, a 25.3 kilometers route along the Coquitlam and Pitt Rivers in Port Coquitlam. 4. YMCA and Millardville Community Center. Coquitlam has a new rec hub in Berquitlam, called the Betty Allard, Y. While, in Millardville, the city of Coquitlam has updated Place Millardville with a 22,000 sq. ft. facility. Both complexes are open daily and have drop-in fun. 5. Cactus Club. Have a meal at the newest restaurant on the Coquitlam Center Mall parking lot. The 335-seat dining room and lounge in the 10,000 sq. ft. eatery is located at the corner of Pine Tree Way and Barnett, Loheed Highway, across from the Coquitlam Central SkyTrain station. Sound off. Do you have a favorite place in the Tri-Cities to take children during spring break? Email us at newsroom@tricitynews.com.